At least one of Florida's election supervisors is predicting the potential for historic turnout for the general election. We get details from WUSF's Susan Giles-Wantuck.
We're just days away from Election Day, and close to one-third of the state's registered voters have already cast their ballots with vote-by-mail or early voting. That's 4 million ballots already in. Pasco Election Supervisor Brian Corley says many states don't have early voting and require an affidavit to get an absentee ballot, so people vote in person on Election Day.
Florida being the largest battleground state and now the third in population, early voting in the statute itself, it says, as a convenience to the voter. And we're seeing more and more voters utilize both early voting and vote by mail for knocking it out. So I like spreading it out between the three, to be honest with you.
Corley says we could see an historic turnout based on what he's already seen. A full 10% of those casting ballots on the first day of early voting in his county were first-time voters. And as for Corley himself, he's already voted by mail. Susan Giles-Wantuck, WUSF 89.7 News.